Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and once a month I'll be bringing you about a half hour celebrating and exploring our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory, both in terms of years and musical genres. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten, and I'll try to give a little information about the music and the artists as I go. If I have to pick a theme for this first show, I guess it's gay anthems. And one of the first that I'll play is one of my favorites. It's Charlie Murphy, and it's called Gay Spirit. He recorded it twice. The first time was for the landmark folk album Walls to Roses in 1979. Murphy's Gay Spirit on that album was more acoustic. He recorded the more pop version you hear next in 1981 for his album Catch the Fire.
When we were born, they tried to cover our eyes. They tried to tell us all what to see. We are discovering this did not work, for we are born to be free.
This song is dedicated to what? To the World Health Organization. It's a medical song, and it concerns a disease whose classification, according to the International Classification of Diseases, is 302.0.
After Charlie Murphy, you heard Tom Robinson singing Glad to Be Gay from 1978. That song is on the shortlist of what many people may name as our most famous gay anthems. He recorded it several times with slight lyric changes, and this was the original from the Power in the Darkness album, billed then as by the Tom Robinson Band. Next up are two of the best anthem songs by women. First is Gay and Proud by the Berkeley Women's Music Collective. This appeared on their self-titled album in 1976, but it's probably more famous for appearing on the various artists' album, Lesbian Concentrate, released in 1977. That album, put out by the Olivia label, was the first various artists' album released with openly gay content. The Olivia label itself was probably the most important force in the women's music movement. It had such artists as Mae Christian, Chris Williamson, Teresa Trall, Robin Tyler, and many others. Again, here is Gay and Proud by the Berkeley Women's Music Collective.
I was born a bastard, you know my mother well. She couldn't keep my mother, sent me off to a foster home where they try to teach me that girls can't go climbing trees or playing with certain toys. Got to stay in dresses.
Sisters to be our lovers. Hey, look around.
I followed Gay and Proud by one of my more recent favorites, Jamie Anderson, singing No Closet. That was from her Center of Balance album from 1992. Jamie is my favorite lesbian artist of the 90s. She writes her own material and can sing both serious and funny songs equally well. She's released 5 albums since 1989, and you can't go wrong with any of them. The ones that aren't available locally can probably be found on the internet at the Lady Slipper music site. Now, I know I'm calling this show Queer Music Heritage, but I'm going to play a song that's brand new. It's not even released yet. I'm delighted that the artist sent me a promo copy. It's just that the song fits in so well with the idea of our heritage, because that's what it's about. It's an instant gay and lesbian history lesson. Here's John Gilbert Leavitt singing his own composition called Pride. I'll close with that song. So this is J.D. Doyle with Queer Music Heritage, saying goodbye until next time.
Society in 1903. Secret was Vienna's height, identifies a homotype, the intermediate sex and heterodoxy. The gay wave moves across the sea, hero there, Miss Liberty. Betty Booth is hot when she's out in the cold. Greenwich Village, Bloomsbury, gays in high society. Harlem Night, Chicago fights, Leopold and Lowe. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. Been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. It's the Broadway stage of dicks and cat moves all the rage. And the well of loneliness appears on the sands. Pushing red lights, crystal night. Adolf shows Olympic might. Put on your pink triangles and put up your hands.
Next you'll see in James Dean, Anna Sheen, Doris Day, and Harry Gay. Donald Wicks for Tory Rice, Joe McCarthy picks a fight, J. Edgar Roy, for shame on you. What else do you plan to do? Christine Jorgensen's reborn, Daughters of the Light is born. Men, we have our naked lunch in Giovanni's room. Marilyn, the picnic scene, Jackie's in her bikini, Vatican too, and something's coming soon. Summer 1969, the heat is rising all the time, and over the rainbow, Judy Garland sleeps. Stonewall Bar, men in blue, heads from broken bottles flew out of the bars and into the streets. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. Been around too long to keep it inside. Pride. Sit back and walk inside. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Boys in the band say Bette Midler sang those bathhouse days. Lance loud, gay and proud. Oscar Wilde bookstore. Sister George and Marie. Tales of the City, Anita Bryant, Village People, Studio 54. Harvey Milk, Rough Trade, Aaron Fricks, Prom Date, Great Torch on Trilogy, Boy George, and GMHC. HIV identified, Rock Hudson, Liberace died, Reagan finally says the word, Bowers versus Harvey's heard. Barney Frank, AIDS, Quilts, Act Up, Randy Schultz, Queer Nation, Maple Thorpe, Daisy. Amendment to Cracker Barrel, don't ask, don't tell, HX, cyber sex, march on DC. Greg Louganis, Selfie, John George Michael, what is going on? Little Bear, Rowdy Girl, spend the day at Disney World, Poonan, and scare them, Nick the Case, Ian Allen, Will Embrace, Matthew Shepard, God bless you, what else can we look forward to? Pride, pride, gotta have pride, we've been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets and follow the tide. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. We've been around too long to keep it inside. Pride. Can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Pride.
Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and once a month I'll be bringing you about a half hour celebrating and exploring our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory, both in terms of years and musical genres. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten, and I'll try and give a little information about the music and the artist as I go. On my first show last month, I concentrated on anthems or gay pride songs. I'm going to continue that a little by starting out with Sue Fink, singing about those leaping lesbians.
What's creeping down the stairs? Ah! Who's sleeping in the back? graveyard shadows chase. Here come the graveyards.
Here come the graveyards.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
Let's be mean lesbians.
Don't yo, don't yo, don't yo, don't.
That song by Sue Fink appeared on the landmark album Lesbian Concentrate from 1977 on the Olivia label, which was one of the founding forces in the women's music movement. The next song I'll play is probably the earliest openly lesbian song. It's called Angry Athos, and it's by Maxine Feldman. I'd like to quote some comments she made about this song. I went to California and wrote my first lesbian song, Angry Athos, in May 1969, 1 month before the Stonewall riots. I wrote it in about 3 minutes in a bar in L.A. Before Stonewall, we had mafia-run bars where you were a fourth or fifth-class person. It was the only place for dykes to meet. We didn't have festivals or women's bookstores. At these bars, if you were in butch drag, you could be arrested. You had to wear 3 female items by law and be prepared for the bar raids. I didn't like the way it made me feel, like we were useless and sick. I felt we were worth a lot more. Stonewall proved I was not alone. It was our time for our protests. Angry Athos, of course, is a play on words. I was angry at this lesbian oppression. My brainy girl side wanted to call my piece Sappho's Song. But then I read Athos was the name of one of Sappho's lovers, and Athos began to appear to me as a better statement of all that I felt. The song just spewed out of me. As she said, Feldman wrote the song in 1969. It took another 3 years before it was recorded as a 45, and it finally appeared on an album in 1979. The version you're going to hear is from her Closet Sale album, and I got to hear her perform it in 1979 at the Gay and Lesbian March on Washington. Here is Angry Athos.
I hate not the unable to hold my lover's hand, except under some dimly lit table, afraid of being who I am. From that damn word, queer.
That was Angry Athos by Maxine Feldman. I need to mention that the interview I quoted appears in the new book Eden Built by Eves, The Culture of Women's Music Festivals by Bonnie J. Morris. Next up are two classics by Michael Callen. I consider him one of the saints of gay music. It would take a long list to tell you about his accomplishments as a gay activist, but he contributed just as much to our culture musically. The song Love Worth Fighting For is the title track from a 1995 CD compilation that I highly recommend. You can read more about Callen at the excellent website Significant Other. I can't resist playing two by him. The other is Love Don't Need a Reason, and it's from his 1988 album, Purple Heart.
I believe that we can change the world. And I believe change begins with you. The madness grows. There's so much pain and hate. It's all just fear, I suppose. I won't hide anymore. This time I can't ignore a love so right it shows. You know it deep inside, and now you must decide to speak what your heart knows. Isn't this love? Isn't this love? This love worth fighting for. Isn't this love? I know it's love for sure. This is a love worth fighting for. Be welcomed, so I refuse to lie anymore. Who are they to say? Who says it's not okay? Their rules just don't apply. Who are they? More than just one way, so look me in the eye and tell me, isn't this love? Isn't this love? Isn't this love worth fighting for? This is a love worth fighting for. This feels so right. Just trust in how you feel. No, I don't wanna fight, but it must be said. This love,
If your heart always did what a normal heart should do, if you always play a part instead of being who you really are, then you might just miss the one who's standing there. So instead of passing by, show him that you care. Instead of that we're taught, never questioning the rules that we're living lies we bought so long ago. How are they to know it's not who's wrong or right? It's just another way.
Was Michael Callen singing two songs, Love Worth Fighting For and Love Don't Need a Reason. The next song is a short one called I'm Gay. It's from an off-Broadway show called Let My People Come, from 1974. That show was kind of a more explicit version of Hair. And from the cast, here are Martin Duffy and Joe Jones to sing I'm Gay.
Mom and Pop, how do I tell you? I never thought I'd ever find the nerve. Mom and Pop, don't wanna hurt you. Pain is something you don't deserve. How many times did I lie? How many nights did I cry? There's no other way, I'll just have to come right out and say.
Don't pay much attention to them.
I'm hoping that you'll come to see. This is how God meant me to be. This is my way, and I'm proud to come right out and say.
That's why you had to hear it from me.
If I didn't think so much of you,
I guess I could have just let it be.
You'd have heard it from somebody somewhere, and that wouldn't be very fair. Maybe one day it won't be such a hard thing to say.
I'm going to close out the show with two country songs by gay artists. The first is a duo called Y'all singing the Loretta Lynn song, You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man. Okay, so it's not a gay pride song or an anthem. I just like it. It's from their CD, Big Apple Pie, from 1995. And I'll follow it up with Doug Stevens and the Out Band singing Out in the Country. That's the title song from his 1993 CD, one of the earliest openly gay country songs. Until next show, this is J.D. Doyle with Queer Music Heritage.
You come to tell me something, you say I ought to know, that he don't love me anymore and I'll have to let him go. You say you're gonna take him, but I don't think you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen, you can buy them anywhere. For you to get to him, I'd have to move over and I'm gonna stand right here. We'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Take it, Steven.
Sometimes a man's caught looking at things that he don't need.
He don't say when he took a second look at you, but he's in love with me. But I don't know where that leads you, but I know where I stay. And you ain't woman enough to take my man. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen, you can buy them anywhere. For you to get to him, I have to move over and I'm gonna stand right here. Well, it'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. No, no, you ain't woman enough to take my man.
I grew up out in wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. Two little boys, 8 years old, cousins on my daddy's side. Me and Bobby Wayne, friends from birth, playing out in the woods. Bobby Wayne looks at me right in the eye, smiles a crooked smile and says, wanna do what our mamas and daddies do. Somehow I knew just what he meant, 'cause we were out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. A little later on, 16 by now, becoming men. Me and Bobby Wayne hunting in the woods. He looks at me and grins. He walks right over, grabs me by the arm, touches my face and says, come over here, let's do what grown men do. I've been doing it ever since, 'cause we were out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, Bobby Wayne, you taught me good, 'cause we were out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. Out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally.